This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Tuesday, September 12th, AD 2017. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Tragedies have reached epic proportions this year for America. It was the first time in history that the United States was hit by two Category 4 hurricanes in 1 year. Irma was the most powerful hurricane in the open Atlantic in recorded history, with winds blowing at 185 miles per hour. The storm was still a Category 5 when it hit Cuba, setting another record. By God's mercy, Irma's winds abated to 115 miles per hour before hitting America's coastlines. However, Jackson, Florida, and Charleston, South Carolina report record flooding. AccuWeather President Joel Myers is putting damages for both Irma and Harvey at $290 billion, making it the worst hurricane season in American history. Amos 3:6 asks, is a trumpet blown in a city and the people are not afraid? Does disaster come to a city unless the Lord has done it? The death toll from last week's 8.1 magnitude earthquake in southern Mexico has climbed to 90 people at last count. Residents in the states of Oaxaca and Chiapas have felt some 800 aftershocks. It was the strongest earthquake hitting Mexico in a century. The United Nations Security Council is pushing for an embargo on oil shipments to North Korea and an asset freeze on North Korean international investments. The North Korean Foreign Ministry responded with another pungent threat that, quote, the forthcoming measures to be taken by North Korea will cause the U.S. the greatest pain and suffering it had ever gone through in its entire history, unquote. 1 month has gone by since Gao Zisheng, the Christian human rights lawyer, was taken from house arrest and disappeared on August 13th. Now, International Christian Concern confirms that Zisheng is being held in Beijing. Gina Go, International Christian Concern's regional manager for Southeast Asia, explained to The Worldview why China targets human rights lawyers.
I believe that they became the target because they defend the most vulnerable in China, including, you know, Christians, especially house church Christians. They feel like their power is being threatened by a large amount of people, and if they continue to thrive, then they feel like they are threatened, and these lawyers are fighting for their rights, so they don't like to see that.
Go shared the most pressing prayer needs for Zisheng and his family right now.
First and foremost is definitely his health, because he's been through a lot and he has a teeth problem, and his request of seeing dentists has been denied so many times. And after all this year, his health in general is not good. And so we also don't know what his detention condition at this moment. So I think in terms of health, that's one big issue.
Larry Bates, the former CEO of Information Radio Network and well-known Christian broadcaster, was sentenced to 21 years in prison for his part in a multi-million dollar Ponzi scheme. The U.S. District Court ordered Bates to repay $21 million, which he bilked out of Christians and retired elderly persons. According to Time magazine, they had collected $87 million from clientele with a promise to deliver on gold and silver coins. At one time, the Information Radio Network aired on 2,500 radio stations and merged with Marlon Maddox's USA Radio Network in 2008, with Larry Bates heading the company. Two of Larry Bates's sons and a daughter-in-law have also been convicted of similar charges and have yet to be sentenced. Leviticus 19:13 strongly warns us, "You shall not defraud your neighbor, neither rob him. The wages of him that is hired shall not abide with you all night until the morning." After President Trump signed the bill suspending the debt limits over the weekend, the national debt topped $20 trillion for the first time. The debt was $10 trillion when President Obama took office back in 2008, and $1 trillion when President Reagan took office in 1980, adjusted for inflation. The debt-to-gross domestic product ratio is 103%, up from 67% in 2008. Deuteronomy 28:15 and 43 through 44 says, "If you do not obey the voice of the Lord your God to observe his commandments, the sojourner who is among you shall rise higher and higher above you. He shall lend to you, and you shall not lend to him. He shall be the head, and you shall be the tail." And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, September 12th in the year of our Lord, 2017. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. What kind of worldview do your children get? The vast majority of teens from Christian families are abandoning a biblical worldview, according to the Barna Group. Sadly, many parents do not realize that the curriculum they have chosen for their children actually conveys the wrong worldview of history, science, life's purpose, and truth. Pass on the faith to your children with a distinctively Christian education. Check out our Christian discipleship curriculum at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.